are recording.
By Grinning Pup.
All right, settle down. Settle down, please. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll start by reminding you all that the deadline for your first term essays are rapidly approaching. If you haven't found a submissive to write it for you already, I would highly recommend that you do. Remember what we spoke about in demonstrating jock attitude. It's all about the force behind the command. You need to be making sure that you're clocking in those after-class hours we give you to practice with the submissives. Which leads me to the topic of today's lesson. Brat taming. And it just so happens that today I have a very special treat for you. You've probably noticed the person standing behind me. Some of you may even recognise them. They're a fellow student, just like you, but from the sub-school. I can see from your reactions that some of you know this one very well indeed. They've been causing quite the ruckus, and it's upsetting the other subs. So the faculty asked me to personally take this one for corrective measures. Do you know why you're here, Brat? C-class? Yes, it may be shocking, but sometimes we come across submissives who are a little bit more switched on than your regular sub. Being a brat is a sign of intelligence and wit, and sometimes we have to dominate with more than just our might. So let's keep that mouth in check, shall we? I think a spider gag for our purposes today. Don't fight it. You aren't in any position to. There, nice and tight. Stretched, wide open, and most importantly, unable to speak. Now, class, how might you tame a brat? Where do your instincts go? Yes, that's right. Of course, we'd have pre-established boundaries and provide a solid understanding of what will happen if they disobey. But in the heat of the moment, when you hear that phrase or slight comment that just gets under your skin, what do you do? Thoughts? Punish them. Excellent. Just like any submissive, a punishment is in order. But what kind of punishment? Yes, okay. It depends. That's right. So, class, if you've been putting in the time, which I hope you all are, what are some of the ways we could punish a brat like this one? Spanking. Who said that? Excellent. Excellent. Care to demonstrate? Yes. Yes, you. Did you think I brought the brat in just for decoration? I mean, an excellent punishment, I must say. Come on down to the front and dish out the punishment. Well, yes, quite. Hands or something harder? Good question. Where does your instinct go? Hands. Excellent. Sub, bend over my desk and present your ass for the room. See, he's not fighting it. He knows he's in the presence of better men and acts accordingly. No more brattish behaviour out of this one. Go ahead. Spank them. Ooh, all right. Going in hard. All right. I'm not against capital punishment, but, gents, there's a time and a place for it. And it shouldn't be where you go to straight away. Here. May I? Thank you, sir. one on each cheek, and then lean down and whisper what you want from them.
I bet you love being humiliated like this, don't you?
And continue. But don't forget to pause every now and then and stroke their cheeks. You want to reinforce the lesson whilst still showing them that you care. Okay, now you try. Go ahead. Good. Excellent. Sub, say thank you to the man who just gave you a good spanking. Oh, spider gags are just fantastic. Back to your seat. All right, what else? Writing lines. Yes, yes. I will not misbehave. I will not misbehave. I will not misbehave. I love Master's Cock. I love Master's Cock, etc., etc., etc. A little secret, class, that Professor Lennon hates writing lines so much that he's had all the chalkboards removed from his wing so that we professors of domination can't make him. I always keep a small whiteboard and pen just in case. I thought you'd like that. All right. What else can we do? Yes. Withdraw sex. They don't get any sex until they say sorry. And how might they say sorry? Well, any number of ways. They might prostrate themselves.
Go ahead. Get on the floor. And lick my shoes while you're down there.
Stick your ass up. Stick your ass up. That's good. They might get between your legs and say it, or do extra chores around the home. The manner and demeanor of a submissive will change when they understand that they cannot and should not act that way. Every now and then is fine, but all the time, well, that's a recipe for disaster. Okay, gents. I have a naughty brat lapping at my shoes with their arse in the air. What could I do with them? Right to the punishment. Gentlemen, be reasonable. They're doing what I've asked of them, and they didn't say no or talk back. I want to reinforce that this is good, so I praise them. Yes, that's good. Oh, such a good sub down there, licking a man's shoes in front of their betters. Personally, I like when subs are like this. See, if I move here, their face at 1 foot, meaning my other foot is free to play with their genitals. Now, for boys, we might use a cock cage. For girls, a chastity device or vibrator. But I like a boot. Just with the tip. Right there. If I press upwards, it causes the sub a little pain, and I can control the pace of their sucking. Keep licking. That's it. Good sub. Now up. On your knees, submissive, face me. I'm going to stand here and press my crotch into their face, but they're not allowed to do anything. This kind of apathetic domination is fantastic for submissives who crave attention. I could stand here for hours or tie their head to my crotch and get them to walk with me whilst I go about my business. They are forced to confront and focus on the only thing that matters, and that's my cock. I think we can all agree, class, that this submissive has been really good. A big improvement. So, let's see how they do with sucking cock. Any volunteers? All right. Who to choose? Well, you know, let's go with the gents who were brazen enough
to have already whipped their dicks out. Troy, Michael, and Jack come down and stand in a line.
Yeah,
that's it. Facing out. Three fine cocks for one very lucky submissive. Now, here's where the spider gag really comes into play. He can't stop how deep you want to go. Kneel in front of them, slave. Good. Just look up at them. Are you going to fuck your throat on their cocks? Yes. Are you going to say sorry for being such a nasty and insufferable brat? See how enthusiastically they nod. Show us how sorry you are. Start in the middle and use both hands for the other two. Well, isn't that something? Just look at it. A submissive doing what they do best. Stick that arse out. Spread your legs. That's a good sub. That hole looks fantastic. When a sub is like this, you could fuck it, or we could use something else. Like a vibrator. Overstimulation, gentlemen, coupled with words of affirmation and praise. Perhaps a gentle hand on whatever the submissive has between their legs could be the difference between a tamed brat and an unuseful hole. Gentlemen, I will ask you not to come regardless of how deep they go. Let's all reinforce the lesson together. Leroy, in the front, if you could come and help me, I'll stimulate the genitals. You just push the plug in and out in a slow and steady motion, just like that. That's it. Yes, very good, very good. You've been practicing, I can tell. Okay, good sub. Suck those dicks. That's it. Focus on the pleasure of doing what you're told. Isn't this so much better than being a brat? Oh, you like it when we play with you down there, don't you? Focus on the cock. Ah, and the plug in your ass. And the hand down there, that's it. Focus on the fact that there are many men watching you, all gaining pleasure from your submission. That's it. Pay close attention, class. Yes. See how the submissive responds. That's right. Take it all in. You're doing such a good job. That's it. Suck that cock down. Keep working the other two. That's it. You need to pay attention. Focus on the task at hand. And give in. That's it. Good submissive. Very good submissive. Oh, it's all getting too much, isn't it? Yeah. The pleasure in your arse. And down there, the feeling of those big throbbing cocks down your throat. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. You're going to come in front of all of these people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep it going. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah. Keep sucking. Yeah. Keep working those dicks. Oh, 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 you got it. Yes. Good submissive. That's it. That's it. Be a good submissive and come. Come for us. Come for your masters. That's it. Come for us. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh.
And there we have it. One submissive, pliable slave. Did you enjoy that? Oh, sorry. Let's take the gag off. Did you enjoy that? Of course you did. It's important that we spend some time checking in once we've used a submissive this way. But we also have three men who haven't come. Ah, well, it's always the way, isn't it? I believe you all have free period now, and this sub needs to be escorted back to the submissive side of the school. I will leave you gentlemen with that task in mind. What you do with them is up to you. But make sure to document it for your journals and Dom sub time. Have fun, you lot.